Center Studio.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
4 o'clock here in the Music City. Oh, it feels so good. Roll down your windows, Nashville. Get naked. It feels nice outside. This is like get out and get naked weather. If there is ever weather, now do it where you got a privacy fence. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it. Like, don't get in trouble with it. But this is the time to do it because this weather is just so nice. First official day of fall, and it is here, and we are here 2 hours inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky here on the Afternoon Stretch. Oh, Bruno, when I woke up today, every day I ask my Alexa, I say, what's the weather like, Alexa? And somebody's Alexa just went off, by the way. 100%, because that's always what happens. Anytime a commercial or something goes off, and they're just like, check, ask Alexa. And I see the little rings light up. I say, what's the weather? And she gives the high. She gives what the current temperature is. When she said the high is 62 degrees, I was like, oh, daddy's going outside today.
This is how I wake up. Hey, Siri. Let's check the time.
They're all about to go off.
Check the time, and then I'm like, okay, I'm good.
You wake up in an absolute panic.
Every day. Every day.
I could see it. I could see it. But, hey, we wanted you to get involved in the show today, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. I don't blame people, though, if they don't call in today. I do not blame people. Like, be outside. Whatever you are doing, if you're working, take off for the day. I mean, you're probably on your way home by now. It's a little late, but if you have to go into like the third shift or whatever they call it, call out. You don't need a job. Quit. It doesn't matter. Go outside. Go to a park. Walk your dog. Got a child? Take them outside. Play with Frisbee. Whatever you got to do. Today's the day to be outside. It feels so good, and it's supposed to be like this all week. I'm very excited about this.
I don't care.
You don't care at all? You'd rather be hot? See, you're a big guy like me. You're a much bigger guy.
I just suffer through whatever element there is, and I hardly think about it.
But see, there's no suffering with this, Bruno.
Okay.
You find a way to suffer. I find the way to suffer. That's all I can do.
Something else will take its place.
Something else always does take its place. What are you up to today, man?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
100% not a thing.
You got your Propels in here.
Yep.
You're ready to do a radio show. That's just how it is. Let's go to our other man, Ray Dosky. Ray, how are you doing today, buddy? You enjoying this weather?
Yeah, this is the best time of the year.
It really is. Yeah. What was the weather like up in Detroit?
It was about the same, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was like low 80s, early, like, but it had sun.
That's fun. So, yeah. Man, I love getting outside in this kind of weather. Yeah. It is so nice out there. I'm watching the traffic move and everything out our window here in the studio. I wish we could do the show outside. I'm not joking. I very much wish we could do the show outside. This would be terrific. It would be terrific if we could do that. We got a fun show today. What we're going to be talking about, we got to go. We don't have a show tomorrow. So today will actually be technically Thursday. Braves baseball will take over our show tomorrow. So we won't be here. So that means we're going to have to figure out our NFL picks this week coming up for week 3. A lot of fun action in there. Have some current events. A lot of different stuff that we're going to be going on to. And man, we're going to have a good day. Just going to have a good day. But we always want you to join the show, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. That is where you can find us. What's been going on, Bruno? I've today has been kind of a strange day because I've been just so enamored with the weather that I haven't seen any kind of like stories. I haven't even paid attention to anything. I know the Titans are doing their Oilers tribute. They're not the wording that's going out, if you're a Titans fan, by the way. Titans, you know, rebranded their Twitter as the, you know, it's not Titans Radio, or not Titans Radio, but Titans, it's the main place to go see all your Oilers history and everything on their Twitter page. And Titans fans, and even me, I got excited for it, that I thought, hey, the Titans might come out against the Colts in their Oilers uniforms. But those have to be, like, approved, like, before the season even starts. So that's probably not going to happen, unless they just want to go out there and get a fine from the NFL.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool, actually.
Fines.
Yeah. But other than that, I haven't seen anything else been going on.
Justin Fields is going to start this weekend.
That's right. Justin Fields is going to start this weekend.
So
you're on that. You kind of called that too. You were like 2 weeks in, then let the third week come. Justin Fields starts, and now Chicago to the Super Bowl.
I think it's because Andy Dalton's injured, quote unquote injured.
Yeah.
And maybe not 100%. So they're going to start Justin Fields. And if he plays well, they'll keep starting him. If he doesn't, then they're just going to bring Andy Dalton back. So
yeah. And at least it's not, this isn't like a situation, because even though you don't agree with this, I still stick with this idea that I think it's, you know, let the kids sit for just a little bit longer. Let him get acclimated to NFL speed and all that kind of stuff, and let him be ready when he's ready. Don't force him out there. But this is a good situation, at least mentally, that even if he comes out, has some bad games, this isn't Andy Dalton getting pulled. This is Andy Dalton being injured and that he's just going to go play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm fine with that. That's personally me. That's
playing against a good Browns team. That does suck. If you want your first start to be against someone who's trash like the Jets, maybe. But
yeah, we got the Thursday night game coming up this week too. Also, I forgot all about that. Man, today is like flown by for this week.
Well, usually Thursday is my quote unquote like early
weekend day. Yeah.
So today, I don't have to leave Clarksville till Saturday to cover Vanderbilt versus Georgia.
Give us a good breakdown of Vanderbilt versus Georgia, Bruno.
I don't know. I'm trying to get out of going. So. I'm trying to think of excuses.
I feel like you're saying you feel like
isn't
every other Vandy fan.
I just talk about avoiding work like on this show, like
all the time.
I wonder if Chris is watching this.
No,
he should text me if he is.
That would be hilarious.
I'm trying to figure out a way to get out of that game, Chris. So we'll see.
I think every Vandy fan is trying to figure out a way to get out of that game.
There's been like, I've seen four tweets of like, I got four tickets for Georgia. Anybody who wants them?
Yeah.
It's going to be Georgia fans.
100% Georgia fans. You know what you should do for your write-up, like a pregame?
I only do post-game stuff.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you could still use it probably if it works, but like you could just put out like my expectation for Vanderbilt versus Georgia and then go get the Rocky III, Mr. T. Pain.
Well, I should just do for my post game show, which it sucks because I get paid to do it, so I have to make it semi professional. But I would just like to put it in the post game. Like the post game show should be 5 minutes. The post game write up should be like a sentence. Like, yeah, it's Vanderbilt versus Georgia.
Yeah.
And let's go to Connecticut.
Oh man, I don't know. I just Georgia. It's like, you know, it's not gonna. It's obviously Vandy's gonna lose. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't know if, you know, there's any shot Vandy can even come up with. Georgia's just going to dominate.
No.
What is that thought? Because, you know, when y'all played Alabama, y'all were going in with a lot of confidence when you were there, Vanderbilt. You were there. Yeah, that was your years, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It was the K-State games.
We were 3-0, but just beat K-State at home, who was ranked.
Right. And so y'all had confidence, but it was still Alabama coming in. What is that idea? What does that feel like being in the locker room, knowing that you're about to take on one of the tougher teams in the country, if not the toughest team in the country?
When we were, each locker room is different. That's why records are different. That's why, you know, mindsets are different. When we were there, we never talked about it. Never changed. A lot of times we'd be like, wow. We would watch film. We'd be like, wow, these guys are really good. That's about the only discourse that goes on.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, next week or what. Like, first of all, you're trying to survive like school and stuff. So like when the time you do get to focus on football, you know, you're hardly thinking about a million different things.
Right. You're just trying to think
about
your
replacement. You're just there. You're just there and you're going through the motions. However, bad a lot of people think that phrase is. I mean, you just have a set way of doing things. You prepare for each game the same way and that's how you do it.
What does it feel like when you're, and I mean, let's just dig deep into this. I don't know if this is going to make you upset or not. I don't really care. But what is it like when you're out there on the field and when Alabama at home, or Vandy at home with that game, y'all are down, what was it, down like 5 scores, 6 scores, whatever it was. You look out at Dudley, it's all Alabama fans.
Oh, yeah.
You're at your home stadium, but you know, because this is the feeling that's probably what's going to be felt for the Vandy guys with Georgia, though. There's going to be a sea of red. They're going to be down multiple scores, and they're not going to have any kind of home crowd that really is there in any kind of capacity. You know, that what does that feel like when you're out there as a player?
I mean, you want the game to be over as quickly as possible. it's just pointless. But you go out there and you play for your pro dreams. That's about it. That's about it. It's the only two thoughts that go through your head. It's the worst part about it is there's no knockout in football. Like, even in fighting or grappling, like, you can catch the submission and win the fight. There's always a chance to win. Football, you're down 4 scores to Alabama, like, in the second corner. You're not coming back. Yeah. It's not happening. The first, we threw a pick. I think we had 2 first downs the entire game. It was the first drive we had the first downs,
I remember it.
No, it went off our tight end's hands. Well, they were going to run the ball down our defense's throat anyways, but it went off our tight end's hands. They intercepted, and everyone went to the sideline. And was like, well, the game's over. I was like, you know, this is going to be a long game. Yeah. And I played the whole game. So
did you really?
Yeah, it sucks.
Dealing with Alabama. I mean, it's not like there's going to be any escape in the SEC at all.
Well, the worst part was, it's like, it's not like they're more talented than a lot of the teams. Like, they're just better. They're just a very disciplined team that were doing their jobs. And everybody else just went into such a minute state of either panic or just walk through speed. Yeah. I don't know. Don't suck. If you don't want to get embarrassed, don't suck.
Yeah. I mean, what's not getting embarrassed, you think, for Vanderbilt against Georgia this week? Like, what would be
there is none.
Just a touchdown?
They're getting embarrassed. I don't know.
Like, saving embarrassment. Let me say it that way. Like, what could be something that Vandy does that saves embarrassment? You know, keeping it within a 2-touchdown game.
Cancel the game. Don't go. Don't show up.
Did you hear that, Candace Lee? Let's just get it over with. It's forfeit. Say it's a win and the score's not that crazy.
Down, and I hate to speak for her, but I feel like deep down she knows, like, it's probably going to be bad, and that's part of the growing pains of the job. What else can you say?
It's got to be exhausting. Like, not just for her. I'm just as athletic.
For everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not even just Vanderbilt. I'm talking like athletic directors as a whole, right? Like, there's got to be a moment that is just so exhausting. Because even doing play-by-play for certain teams, because I stopped doing play-by-play with one team specifically because they did not like how much of a homer I am. Like, and it was exhausting because the team was terrible. They were losing a ton of games. It was up in Portland, and they were just losing games by 60. And, I mean, after a while, you're like, where do I keep the pride in my pocket? You know what I mean? Like, where do I keep it? Y'all just keep losing and playing bad, and it's like, what am I supposed to say after a while? It's just, but being an athletic director with bad programs, it's got to be exhausting to keep that, like, pride going all the time. Like, because, I mean, realistically, and I'm not saying this for Kansas City or anybody else, but I'm thinking about it from my point of view. I would have to fake, like, 80% of it. You know, I would just have to put the meme that has, like, the smiling face mask behind it? It's, like, tears and crying. Yeah, yeah. Like, that would be me as an athletic director. Just, like, I feel like if my teams were bad. I knew the prophecy was going to be fulfilled soon.
Well, you're making a nice salary, so
makes up for it. True. But I still feel like there's got to be a level of, like, exhaustion that comes with that, which is constantly 100%. Having to
100%
to be that homer and keep up the crowd and all that kind of stuff, like, keep up the face of it. But I my hat's off to people that can do that, because I cannot do that. I joke about Titans Twitter all the time and how they just follow the shield and all that kind of stuff, but they somehow do it for free. You know, like, there's Vandy fans that...
You're going to need to pay me to sell out to you.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing it for free and just crazy fandom. We're going to go ahead and go to our first break, but we want you to jump in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We want you to jump in. A lot of stuff we're going to be talking about when we come back. We're going to get into our Week 3 NFL picks. Because I know Bruno was only here for an hour and a half because today's Wednesday. It just dawned on me that you're not here for the last 30 minutes. So back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Traffic's on the increase even more now out here on the South Loop. Still very heavy traffic on 24 eastbound trying to get past Harding Place. They just now moved all the damaged vehicles over to the side. That's been struggling now for, 2 hours, something like that, on 24 eastbound trying to get past Harding Place, headed out to Murfreesboro. Watch your speed, I-40 out through Kingston Springs, all that traffic into Dixon County as well. We saw some radar. 3,000 block of Murfreesboro Pike still trying to clean up that wreck. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to Gatlinburg. gatlinburgwinecellar.com.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
it's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text RADIO to 64,000 to start learning a new language today. That's RADIO to 64,000. RADIO to 64,000.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
The afternoon stretch inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We can always want you to join the show on the FNM Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here. Week three, gentlemen, of the NFL regular season is here. So let us get into our week three picks. Last we left off, I think I still need to go through the results. I haven't went through and actually tally the results. Bruno's in the lead. I know that for sure. Bruno's leading, then Ray, then me.
Do you want to tell him real quick?
Tally him?
I can. You want to read him off?
We read him off. We'll do that in the break to get the official tally because this is going to take a little bit of time. We always take a couple segments to get through this. Remember though, you can always call in if there's anything you want to talk about on the FNM Bank phone line. So. This starts tomorrow, obviously, with the Panthers and the Texans. This is in Houston. Houston, by the way, no Tyrod Taylor. Davis Mills, the rookie that I kind of feel bad for the kid. I mean, obviously, he's making money and, you know, whatever. But when he was drafted, people were like, they clearly wanted, like, Felipe Frank or whoever, and they were taking, like, 1-2 right before they got to their pick. And they had clearly wanted a quarterback. And also, Deshaun Watson sitting on the sideline. Right, like he's out for the game. Like they can, if they just decided to play him, they could play him, but they're not gonna.
No, I think he doesn't want to play. I think that's the thing coming out is like he's not gonna play. Like it's back to the old Deshaun Watson thing where he's like, I'm not playing for the Texans anymore.
So weird, so back and forth. I haven't heard anything about the cases either. Like, have y'all heard anything? I don't think there's been anything out there about
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
I have no clue.
And no one cares anymore.
It's so sad. I think you're right, though. I think nobody does care. The season started. And that's why I thought maybe if they wanted to play him, they would just play him because once the season started and everything else happens, apathy would set in on the NFL crowd because their team's playing this week and that sort of thing. But Carolina at Houston, over under 43.5. Remember, rookie extraordinaire Davis Mills at quarterback. And the on-pace MVP for the NFL season, Sam Darnold, starting at quarterback for the Carolina Panthers.
Did you say MVP?
I mean, he could be.
No, he could be.
When the Panthers win the Super Bowl, he's not. We'll talk about it.
He's not in the top five, like, passing leaders. That's what. Off the top of my head, that's Carr first, yeah. Then Kyler Murray. Then I think Herbert might be third. Herbert's third. Tom Brady's fifth. And Patrick Mahomes is third. Then Justin Herbert's fourth. Tom Brady's fifth right now. So those are your five leaders right there.
Sam Darnold looks the best out of all of them.
Shut up! he looks okay. He's leading a great team.
I think
he's like a Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, no, it's a fair comparison. Adam Gase ruined both of their careers, and they got set free. So congratulations. Once again, over under 43.5. Bruno, who are you going with in this matchup?
Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was going to say, you went Houston 2 weeks in a row, so I was wondering where you were going to go with that one.
Yeah, put me down for the easiest win of the season.
Yeah. Racing.
Is it in Carolina?
It's in Houston. In the, what do they call that? It was like the NRG Stadium. I forget what they call it now, though. I think they changed the name.
I'm going to save my upset pick. I'm going to go with.
You're going to keep one upset pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I mean, he had a good game when he came in. You know, threw for over 100 yards and he threw a touchdown.
Threw a touchdown to Brandon Cooks,
yeah.
Who, yeah. I mean.
Anything's possible. But not this week.
We're all Carolina. Three on Carolina. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to be on Carolina as well. I mean, they're a good team. Like, they're a legitimate good team. Mm-hmm. They're going to shock more teams this year going forward. Arizona taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. This one is in Jacksonville.
Oh, that really, really swings the tide of things. Put me down for the Cardinals. I'm putting a parlay together with all my picks right now.
Oh, okay. Are you going to try to be like that guy?
Yeah.
Go for the. Hey, by the way, have you heard about that? Did you hear about the 725? You know, and he had bet on the Lions. Golly, I feel like that's all people wanted to talk about yesterday. Not only on just the show, but every other place I saw anything about sports, that's all people want to talk about. We're all on Arizona. I don't even know why you're not going for an upset here, are you, Ray?
No, I was going to talk to you. Have you guys seen how they're steadily moving up in terms of Super Bowl odds right now?
Are we talking about Jacksonville?
No. Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona, that makes sense.
Yeah, they were at like around 4,000 to 5,000. Now they're like a plus 2,500. They've leaped all over the Chargers, the Cowboys, and even the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. The I saw, like, this is their local radio, obviously, but people there locally in Arizona, like, we're all like, Kyler Murray is on pace for MVP. What a great quarterback, all this kind of stuff. There in Arizona, it's just funny to talk about how we always talk about clickbait. There in Arizona, they're like, he still has to prove it. He's got 15 weeks to prove it. And it's like, what is he going to prove? He just dropped 400. Like, what does he need to do for you? You know, like, he's a good quarterback. So we're all on Arizona this week. But the over-under, by the way, which I didn't get the over-under on Houston and Carolina. That one's 43.5. Where are you on that, Bruno?
Every time. Listen, people who don't bet the under don't make money.
Well, they don't like fun either.
You got to bet the under sometimes, but it's too bad. It's not bad teams. Carolina's not a bad team. I don't see Houston scoring more than 14, right? So the Panthers would have to make up the rest of that.
Yeah,
put me on the under for this one.
You're on the under.
It's already a low. It's a low number.
What about you? 43.5, Ray.
With the over between the Panthers and
Panthers Texas. I forgot to get this. I've been getting it every week. I just forget to get it. This is like another line in the contest.
I mean, I have to piggyback off of Bruno off this. I mean, I'm going to go with the over because I've never done well under the unders ever.
Well, he went under.
I went under.
You did?
Yeah.
I was considering
so going. So if you're piggybacking
I was
with him, you're going under.
Under
no,
yeah.
I was considering.
You went under?
I was considering going over, but.
I'm going over because it's Thursday night game. All the Thursday night games have gone over.
Yeah, true.
We thought the Washington Giants game was going to suck, and that one ended up being an all-time classic for this year already. Of course, the Cowboys and the Bucks, instant classic as well. So now Arizona and Jacksonville over and under 51.5. I'll start on this one. I'm going under. I'm going under. Jacksonville is, they have a really good defense. They haven't shown it. They didn't show it against Minnesota at a good offense. And that game was obviously a lot closer and went the over. But there, Jacksonville's not going to be able to move the ball, I don't think. I don't care if it's at home. Arizona's going to run the score
yeah, go
up.
Under.
But
go under for me, Tim.
Yeah, I think it's
I'm just
under
thinking
on
about,
this one.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it.
Where you at, Ray? Same. You're still on the under? Yeah, I think there's just no way. Indianapolis at the Tennessee Football Titans. This will be a fun one. This is tough because we're not doing this on Thursday. We're doing this today. So we haven't seen the injury, you know, report that comes out on Thursdays because Carson Wentz. If Carson Wentz plays, it's like I'm looking at the game completely different.
Oh, I'm not. They're cursed in my book. Either way. Put me on the Titans instantly. Whoever the Colts are playing against, I'm choosing the other team. 0-17, here they come.
Yeah, I'm not picking the Colts.
You're not picking the Colts? Man, it's so hard to pick the Titans.
No, it's not.
It is. Because, like, we've seen three halves of football with them where they look terrible, right? Like, they look terrible a whole game against the Cardinals. And then the game against Seattle, they looked bad in the first half. And then Derrick Henry put on his backpack and put the whole team on it inside of it and carried them to a victory. And, I mean, the defense showed up in the second half. There was a lot of things. I feel like we've seen them play more bad. And if Carson Wentz plays, like, there's nothing that tells me that Michael Pittman and Carson Wentz and Nyheim Hines are not just going to absolutely carve up the Titans defense. There's nothing that's like, oh, for sure.
How about their record?
Oh, they're 0-2. Who they lose to? Seattle.
Trash.
And the Rams.
Who do we
not
beat?
Not trash.
Who do we beat? Who
the beat Titans the, beat? They beat the they beat the Seahawks. But
at Seahawks. At
it took every ounce of Derrick Henry to beat them in overtime by 3. It took Derrick Henry's best, almost, I don't know if it was his statistically best half of football, but I got to think it's up in the top three of his halves of football that he's put out there.
But we've seen four halves of the Colts play the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, and we think the Rams close. They played them close.
Maybe for like a quarter.
What was the final score? It was like 27-23. Something like that. It was a close game. It wasn't a blowout win at all for the Rams, which we've seen the Rams be a dominant team. So I'm just saying, like, I feel like we got to, in this game, you can't just sit back on the laurels of, well, look at their record and, you know, all this stuff. Like, I know Bruno's going to say they're cursed because they're cursed with the Bruno curse. But, and by the way, the only way for them to get out of that curse is to sign you to a contract.
Yeah. And pay it, too. You have to
give
out
the money
That's
out.
That's reparations for
I
me.
Really feel like one's coming this Bruno's way. I feel like a contract's coming Bruno's way. I really do.
But, so, I mean, if Carson Wentz is out there, I mean, how many times have Titans fans seen the Colts just dominate the Titans in Nissan Stadium or Adelphia or LP Field, whatever it is? It's been generations of field names that they've just been getting beat in constantly.
Totally forgot it used to be called LP Field.
I know, right? What was before LP Field? There was another one before LP Field that I can't remember because it was the Coliseum, then it was Adelphia Coliseum. Maybe then it was LP. I guess Adelphia was the one in between that. But anyways, yeah, so it's tough for me. I'm going to go Tennessee as well, though. After all that, I'm still going to go over with Tennessee because I don't know about Carson Wentz.
Thank God we were able to fill like 10 minutes of airtime now.
That's what it's all about, baby. Fill that time. The Mets. Got to get the Mets.
Got the Mets.
But, all right, over under in this game, 48.5.
Over.
Over with the Titans, man. Titans fans are going to be happy with this game. They're going to be scoring lots of points. They're going to win. Well, you're right.
Yep, it's going over.
You're going over as well? Yeah, I'm going to go. I think we're all over on that one. Next up on the docket, the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Detroit Lions in Detroit.
Ravens.
Really? You're that quick to it?
Yeah, they're like minus 400 favorites, and I put them in my parlay. I was like, yeah, you're going to go. You're
going
to go.
Let's see here. So Bruno's going with the Ravens right off the rip. Ray?
Yep, one Ravens.
You're going Ravens as well? Why do I feel like this is the one that Detroit's going to steal?
Because you're a contrarian.
I'm not being a contrarian.
You're the ultimate contrarian.
There's going to be a game this season. Detroit is going to be the underdog, and they're going to win. Like, they're good enough to put up points. We've seen it 2 weeks in a row now.
Sure. It's not against the Baltimore Ravens.
Their defense, I mean, the Raiders and Derek Carr carved them up.
and then they went on and beat the Chiefs, who you think is the Jesus Christ of football.
Well, they are.
Baltimore beat them.
They beat them by a point.
Oh,
at home. This is in Detroit.
You would be a great hot take guy. You're just constantly flipping and flopping all the time.
I'm going ideals. Detroit. I don't care. You know what? You want to say I'm just a contrarian. I'm not. Oh, man. Man, if there's one, I hope I lose every other game this week, but I win this one. I don't care. If I win this one, I get like a plus 42 on my record.
I'll text Jared Goff for you and be like, don't do well.
And just send him a photo of you in the Mississippi State shirt.
Mogging. Yeah.
Mogging him. Don't do well or else. the over-under on this game is 49.5 points.
Under. After watching them blow what should have been a win against the Packers, honestly.
Ray, over-under? 49.5
for the Niners?
No. This is Baltimore, Detroit.
Niner gang.
I'll take the under.
Taking the under as well. I'm taking the over because that's how they're going to have to win. If I'm going with Detroit winning, they're going to have to put up a lot of points. Like, that's just going to have to happen. So hopefully that happens. Washington at Buffalo. This is your boy Heinicke.
You already know who I'm picking. Not biased at all, by the way. Put me down for Washington.
Really?
Yeah, plus 400.
Have you seen that defense, though?
What are you talking about?
The Buffalo's defense? Their defense has been like...
Have you seen Taylor Heinicke?
Oh, for sure. He's good.
MVP season. See how ridiculous that sounds?
Not biased at all, though.
I love the guy, but that's what you sounded like earlier with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, but mine was joking. It wasn't real. Yeah. I don't actually believe Sam Darnold's going to win the MVP.
I think you do.
The audio sample's out there, though, so somebody can bring it back to me and say, you said it,
yeah,
and this is the truth. This is it. So, what about Ray? What do you think? Washington,
as much
Buffalo.
As I want Washington to win, I'm going to go Buffalo.
So, yeah, this is where me and Ray start to agree on things. Because I don't see a chance that Washington wins this game.
That's why you'll never make any money.
Over-underline on this game is 45.5 points.
Over.
You're on the over. You just think 100%.
Taylor Heinicke is going to score all of that by himself.
You really think? Like, you really? Is this real, though?
I put money on it. Swear to God, you want to see?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Well, so what's the parlay you put? Because you just made
Bruno,
a parlay where we're going.
What's the spread? Is it Buffalo by 9? Are we watching right now?
7.5 here on FanDuel.
Oh, so
I
went down.
Because I took the money line. That's how much I believe, baby. I have Panthers, Cardinals, Titans, Ravens, Washington's, Patriots, Steelers, Seahawks on my parlay.
That's bold. 7.5, though.
Washington is the biggest underdog on that whole thing. They're actually the only underdog.
Yeah, I'm going to go the 45.5 is I feel like that's low. For two teams that have been putting up points. It's not like, I mean, we've seen it, that Taylor's going to throw the ball. We know that is going to happen if the defense is that good. But Buffalo's going to put up points as well.
Gibson has been a bust on my draft.
I know. What is going on with Gibson?
Dude, I don't have no idea.
What's going on with your boy Gibson?
All right, come on, Ray.
I'm going with the over, but J.D. McKissick, yeah.
Well, like, why do they do this to Gibson? They're like, tremendous pass-catching running back. Memphis, basically, all he did was pass catching. He was like a wide receiver pretty much the whole time in Memphis. Then he gets there, and they're like, he's a workhorse running back, just going to run the ball, and then we're going to throw it to McKissick. It's literally Gibson's strong suit is just to catch the ball.
Yep.
That's all it is. It's so weird to me. Are you over on this?
Yeah.
You're over, so we're all over on that one, but me and Ray got Buffalo on that. New Orleans taking on the Patriots. This is in New England. This is a strange one, too, because which Saints are we going to see?
Yeah, I know. Flip a coin. I flipped my coin, and I chose the Patriots.
You're going Patriots?
Yep.
41.5, by the way, is the over-under on this one.
What?
Yep. 41.5. I'm over on that.
Yeah, Jameis Winston's going to throw it. He's either going to throw it to the other team and they'll score, or he'll throw it to his team and they'll score. Either way, someone's going to score, right? So, Jameis Winston's going to make sure somebody scores.
I don't see a chance that... I don't know. Ray, who you got in this one?
Saints.
You hold on. You went Saints?
No, he went
Patriots. You went Patriots. My bad.
No. And the over.
Yeah. I haven't got to that part yet, but yeah.
Saints in the over.
You're Saints in the over. Why are you on Saints?
Sixth sense. Something tells me that we might see Winston come back. I don't know. I feel like I think the Saints defense is better than the Patriots defense. So.
See, this is the one where I'm really in the middle because it's hard for me to believe in Max still, and it's hard for me to believe that. Like, I know for sure, we know Jameis Winston is boom bust. There is no middle ground with that guy. He is going to either have five touchdowns or he's going to have zero, just like we've seen in week one and then week two. So there's part of me that's like, yes, the Saints could show up and just be absolutely abysmal. I don't see a way that they actually do that, though. I think the Saints – I'm with you on this one, Ray, as well. I think the Saints end up getting the win here, even though this worries me that Bruno's on the other side here because that makes me
– No, don't be worried. No.
Because we can't let him have too much of a lead. He's already got a large lead going.
So you're considering it a loss?
If we lose, though.
I know. What if? It's a big if.
I've already picked Detroit, all right?
What if he loses and, like, hey.
I'm not losing a single pick this week.
Ooh.
I will put money on that.
Ooh.
I just put money on it, and hopefully I win $10,000.
Over under, Ray, 41.5.
I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I'm going over, too. I think that there's just no way. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but it's not going to be, you know, a snowy Foxborough game. There's no way that's going to happen. I at least don't see it. Hopefully, though, we get a good game with that. And Saints actually show up because your boy's got Alvin Kamara in pretty much every league.
And we know what Patriots are going to do. They're going to try and eliminate Kamara. I mean, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yep.
All right, we're going to run to our break. We still want you to jump in on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Anything you want to talk about, anything you have. Show's kind of flying by today already. We're almost through the first hour already. That's crazy. But first, the biggest game of week three is the Monday night matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and Dallas Cowboys. And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. You got to love it. You always use their anytime. I love the anytime touchdown score. I feel like that's probably one of the easiest things to do unless you're Aaron Jones and you didn't pick Aaron Jones and he scores all the touchdowns for the Green Bay Packers. But if I'm looking at the Eagles and Cowboys game, there's three guys that I'm saying is scoring in this game. I'm going Zeke Elliott, a risky one. But I think the way he's been playing lately, and
he's due for one. Is that what you're going to say?
Not due. He's been very even with Zeke Elliott as Tony Pollard. And I haven't looked yet on FanDuel to see what it is, what the actual plus is on it, but I imagine he's going to have a hard number because he is the running back too, so he's going to have a large leap. And then for the Eagles side is Devontae Smith. I think he ends up getting a touchdown in this game. And if you run that up as a same game parlay, you're going to make some good money on that one. And offers like this are just one of the many reasons why I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. It's number one rated sportsbook app in America, so easy to use, and has tremendously fast payouts. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code TAS. This week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia, you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, TAS, so they know that we sent you over exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 and present in Tennessee, new users only, $10 first deposit required, must wager in designated offer market, max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Good afternoon. We see this heavy traffic here on 24 across the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Trying to get off the South Loop, the West Loop. Always busy this time of the afternoon. It's also picked up even more now. That heavy traffic volume down through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going southbound. Also getting busy 24 towards the Jolton area. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it in the words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what a weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. Everybody talking about Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott in the garage area arguing, but it was Kyle Larson with a checkered flag. Up next is Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap every single weekday right here.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We always want you to join the show anytime, 615-844-5600. Like I said, though, we're going to show. Nobody calls, I understand. Everybody's outside, just running around, frolicking, jumping in grass, you know, that sort of thing. So we're keeping with our week three NFL picks that we do weekly. Usually we do it Thursdays, but with no show tomorrow, we had to get it out today. So we can beat that Thursday night game, because that Thursday night game makes everything so hard. Otherwise, this would be a Friday segment. But it is not. So the last we left off on was New Orleans versus New England. Ray and I are New Orleans. Bruno is with the Patriots. Now the Chargers taking on the newly beaten Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Are you in 100% on Chiefs?
I'm in 100% on the Chiefs. They're still the... And that's coming off of saying, like, hey, maybe they're not the Chiefs. Nah, they're still the Chiefs. They're going to take a few losses like that Ravens won by 1 point.
It's going to happen. Like, that doesn't mean they're a bad team.
And I think the Chargers are a good team, too. They're a great team. Well, good team.
Vegas agrees with you, because as I'm looking at the FanDuel app right here, 55.5 point over-under. Oh. So they think that they're going to score points, you know.
55 points.
Let me get to Ray. Who do you got?
I'm going game? Chiefs. I'm going with the over.
You're going Chiefs and the over.
The Chiefs will at least get 34 points. So
yeah, I think I agree with you. I'm on the over as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm going to the over too. Yeah. I'm also in the over.
Chicago taking on the Browns of Cleveland. Of course, this is Justin Fields' rookie debut, I guess we can say, as first as a starter. Do you think that plays at all into the momentum of the game?
Yeah.
I think it does too. I think the Bears, now this is in Cleveland, but I still think that, you know, the team's going to play a little bit better for Justin because there's more hope than with Andy Dalton, right? Yeah. I think they do too.
I think the Browns are still – I'm still on my Browns train. All right, I haven't hopped off. Chiefs over-
I think you're slowly getting off, though. I feel like the exit's coming, you know?
I did pick, I did pick the Texans against yeah. them, but that was mainly just because I like doing that.
And if Terod didn't get injured, who knows? They had a shot in that one.
So I'm picking the Browns in this one. Probably be the one that ruins my parlay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. That's tough. What do you got, Ray?
I'm going Bears because I think the loss of Landry, OBJ comes back this week. They might stop the run. Bears defense, a little underrated. I'm going with the Bears.
You know how it's a in poker you play the cards, not your opponents. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how I feel with this pick because I can't let Bruno get too far ahead. You're in a comfortable second. I'm in a very uncomfortable third.
You can't even afford to be a contrarian anymore. You're so far behind.
I know. So it's like now I feel like I have to pick the Browns just to, if I win, I'm keeping up with Bruno in that sense. But I think because Fields is going to come out, it's going to be his rookie debut, very highly anticipated. The team's going to play different. Man, I don't know who to pick. Can I pick both? Is that an option? I don't think it is. I'm going Chicago as well. I think Chicago is going to play better. I like Mooney. I think Mooney's been doing really well as a secondary. Allen Robinson, you know, he's going to be better this week, I think, compared to what he did last week. There's targets out there. Montgomery is a great running back. And I think you're right, Ray. The defense for the Bears is much stronger than people are giving them credit for. It was like they're still the same defense from last year and 2 years before that. So. And also Jarvis Landry not being there is big. Odell Beckham, though, will come out in his first game. And if you know one thing about this show and about me, I pick against the Browns anytime OBJ's out there.
There it is.
He is a cancer for that team. He is 100%. He is bad for that team. He is bad for that team. Only times we've seen the Browns be good is when OBJ's not on the field.
Bruno, does Zach sound like he's a little more comfortable and happy with that pick now?
He sounds like a freaking hater. That's what he sounds like.
Dude, the Browns suck. All right? It's a hill I'll die on. I'll die on.
Once you miss an OBJ, I saw that big smile on your face. You're like, yeah.
It clicked. I was like, oh, yeah, he's playing this week. I was like, that's right. He is out. He is all OUT on the Browns for me. Over under on this is 46.5 points. Bruno.
Give me the over, bro. Give me the over. The Browns are going to score.
Have you picked the under? Yeah, you picked the under on Baltimore and Detroit.
Yeah.
Wait, you're right.
I'm going to go under.
You're going under on this one? This is an interesting one to kind of decide that I think that they're going to score points. Like, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. So, yeah, I'm on the over of this one. 46 also isn't that crazy, I feel like. I don't know. I feel like most of the NFL, even the last week, we had a crazy line of like it seemed like nobody was hitting the over at all in anything they were doing. But either way, I think that one. I think I'm comfortable on that one. All right, one last one here: Bengals and the Steelers. Before we go to the break, Bengals are going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. This one is a 43.5 point over under.
Oh, Bruno, you picked the over too much. Put it down again and put me down for Pittsburgh.
You should see how I just picked spelled Steelers, by the way.
How'd you spell it?
Not good.
Say it out.
Stellers.
Sterlers.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it like that.
Stellers. Yeah, the Interstellers.
Who'd you pick? I was so messed up by
Steelers
how I spelled
in the
that.
Over.
He went Steelers in the over?
There you go.
All right, you went with the Stellers in the over, right?
I'm going Bengals.
Really? Tell me why.
Two reasons. Maybe no Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
And
I got to think he's not playing.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Pectoral injury. Yeah.
Is he going to play hurt? Yeah, I'm not going to. No.
I don't think.
Dwayne Haskins is going to come in and.
If there is another quarterback out there, though, that fits the Ben Roethlisberger mold, it is Dwayne Haskins.
He sure
right?
does. Yes.
In every way except skin color, yeah. Well. He's a lot like that.
You really
took it there.
You go to topics I can't talk about. You know what I mean? And it makes me feel awkward.
He looks exactly like – he reminds me exactly like Big Ben, except the obvious.
So are you over or under, Ray?
I'm going over.
This just in, white people don't look like black people.
We're never gonna get syndicated anyway.
No, are you kidding me? No shot. All right. Golly, man.
Fire me.
The more you know. But did you say over, Ray?
I didn't hear you.
Okay. Yes. I'm gonna go Steelers. Because even all that, they still have Chase Claypool, they still have Juju, and if Big Ben's out there, we've watched him play with like two broke knees basically. So if the pec is the worst thing that's gonna be going on, it's his left one, right?
I don't remember.
I think I remember seeing it was his left pec, which he's right-handed. So, it's like you only need the right one. He's old. Everything's got to hurt already. True. You know what I mean? Like, it's just got to hurt. And the over-under, what was it again? It was 43.5. Yeah, I'm on the over. There's no way that they go under on that. Not a shot. I will put money on for sure that there's no way that does that. All right, we need to run to our last break of the first hour. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon, just bumper to bumper as we check it out live here on 24 East and Westbound here at Ellington Parkway. Just that heavy traffic flow trying to get across the Solomon Evans Bridge here on 24 and also across the Woodland Street Bridge. Wreck with injuries being dispatched right now through the fire department at Woodmont at Amanda Avenue. That's Woodmont Boulevard. That's going to be in Midtown and near Amanda Avenue. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
William Byron is on, looking ahead to 2022 already with that new next-gen race car.
Definitely next year is going to be its own beast. I'm sure it's going to be a busy off-season with testing, and we're going to have a lot of time in that car. So not really worried about the car too much because I know that things are going to evolve a lot by the time we get to the Coliseum and Daytona. So I think I'm kind of keeping it in the back of my mind just for, planning purposes and what I want to do next year in terms of travel and things like that. But as far as racing goes, I'm not thinking about that car at all.
And William, is it helpful for you that there are no distractions with your team, contract stuff, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question. I feel like, I know that my team is solid. I know that we're doing all the right things. I think it's been, tough few race stretch for us, but we've had speed consistently. So I feel like the intangible qualities are there. The good qualities that are really important are there. It's just a matter of executing the races and putting ourselves in position to advance. So we've had a really good year in a lot of ways, but we're hungry for more, and we know what we want to accomplish. So there's no real distraction in terms of the team. We know we're all kind of set in stone and just working hard.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Safe-a-thon, the annual year-long event for saving big on home and auto insurance. These savings are available up until and straight through Labor Day,
Halloween,
Grover Cleveland's birthday,
Taco Tuesday,
the anniversary of the moon landing,
White Chocolate Day.
The sale literally never ends. You can come on Jupiter's Ascension, National Pisces Day,
but not Leap Day.
Just kidding. We're doing Leap Day because every day is perfect for saving money with a home and auto bundle only at Progressive.
But for real, we're not doing White Chocolate Day because white chocolate is gross. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New Horizon Tree Service is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military, our veterans, and first responders. This proud salute is brought to you by New Horizon Tree Service, serving the area with 35 years of experience. For the best tree service money can buy, call 615-260-5303. That's 615-260-5303. New Horizon Tree Service, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. They're Americans who care.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Final moments of the first hour. Yeah, it's the first hour. we're through 1 hour of show already, Ray. It's just flying through. How's your podcast doing? This is a perfect time for a free plug.
Yeah, it's good. I just dropped my last one, in my opinion, last night. I gave a kind of like a recap for week two, some waiver wire pickups for fantasy football. I'll be doing another one in a couple days. Probably going to do a UFC one for 268, as well as my week three predictions and stuff. So it's going
good. Well, you can always listen to any of the podcasts that Ray does, In My Opinion is what it's called. You can find that also on Spotify or Apple Podcast, as well as SoundCloud or all the places that you listen to all of our other recorded shows already. Wherever you find those, that's how you listen to that. And he does a good job on it. It's a lot of breakdown fantasy wise, that stuff. And also, like you said, he's getting into UFC topics. It's more stuff just outside of just football. So go give it a listen. It's a great thing to have. And we love the podcast network growing here at the WNSR podcast side of things. Love it so much. First hour in the books. Got a whole second hour coming up. Want you to get in on the phone. 615-844-5600. We return right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
WPDQ
Transpro. On air and online, sports radio, WNSR,
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The influx of migrants in the border town of Del Rio, Texas, overwhelming immigration resources, with thousands camped out under a bridge. The Biden administration has already deported thousands using a Trump-era COVID rule called Title 42. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki pushing back when asked if Title 42 is now policy.
Title 42 is not an immigration policy. It is a health authority, because we're in the middle of a pandemic. The Trump administration approach to immigration was inhumane and was immoral. That's why we need to put a new policy in place, and we need Congress to pass that policy.
The administration says it is investigating images that appear to show border agents on horseback lashing migrants with their reins, calling the treatment horrible. Bipartisan talks on police reform are officially over without a deal. Democrats and Republicans, who've been in talks for months, were unable to close the gap on sticking points over police unions and qualified immunity. This is ABC News.
At CDW, we get that a cyborg assistant won't make your employees more productive from home.
Please, call me Brian. I can vacuum your dog.
That's great. But at CDW, we can design a productivity solution with Lenovo devices that offer fast, reliable connectivity to help your people manage their workloads the right way.
Can I have a human hug?
No. For technology that moves you forward, trust Lenovo and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/LenovoClient.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
But hold on, who is that person?
That was me, over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
O'clock hour here in the Music City. So you know what that means. Second hour of the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here with you inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. So glad for you to join us on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully you're on your way home from work and on the way to a park or something outside, because it just feels so damn nice outside that you just got to be out there right now. It's just, it's so good. Y'all have, like, at your dojo, y'all have, like, garage doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
You going to open them up tonight?
No.
No?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I get there, like, I literally get there 30 minutes through the kids' class. So I hop on the mat, teach, next class, teach. So I don't feel like it.
Yeah. Maybe. Do y'all ever open them? Like, even, like, weekends or whatever?
We haven't, but we're going to this year.
Yeah.
The guy I was going to have come over and grill on the weekends has COVID, so.
Just really
pretty cool, huh?
Antonio Brown came down with COVID. COVID reserve list. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But he's gonna miss him. That just destroys my fantasy team this week, I feel like. Every fantasy team I have, he's my wide receiver too, and so he's not gonna be.
No one's allowed to call in and ever ask me stuff about Vandy again. It's a HIPAA violation. It's not allowed to do it.
Really?
Yeah. HIPAA.
I don't know if that's a bit or not.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just don't know anymore. Oh, man. All right. So we're going through our week three predictions for the NFL season. The last one we left off on was the the Bengals and the Steelers. The Steelers, that is. You had to be there in the first hour to get that joke. Now moving on, Atlanta taking on the New York Football Giants.
I think New York's probably the best-looking winless team right now.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Just lost some close games.
How about, Ray will appreciate this, in one of the leagues that I'm in, not in our listener league, for fantasy reasons, somebody dropped Kenny Golladay. They were like, done with him. Wide receiver one on a team. Yeah, two bad weeks. I'm out. And I'm like, scoop. I'll take all it. And someone dropped Jerry Jeudy, too. It's like, we have IR
really?
Spots. Yeah. I'm like, I grabbed both of them, put him on my IR. I got Kenny Golladay in the bench now. I'm like,
you're loaded now.
Yeah. What in the world are you doing? Not playing for the playoffs at all. Nope. That's what you get, though, when you're bad at fantasy. All right. 47.5 is the over-under. This game is in the Meadowlands, which I don't think they actually are the Meadowlands anymore, but in New York, New Jersey, wherever they play now. Because it's not in New York, right? It's like, it's in Jersey. Their Giants are the home team. So. Who do you got in this one, Bruno?
Giants.
You're going Giants.
Football Giants.
Big football Giants. I bet. I talked about it on like the FanDuel ad that we did, the same game parlays and anytime touchdown score. I'm putting Kenny Golladay on an anytime touchdown score this week. He's bound to have a great week,
especially after last week with that whole meltdown with the offensive coordinator.
What do they do with the squeaky wheel, Ray? They grease it.
Yep.
They grease it, and they're going to grease Kenny Golladay, I bet. Who you got?
This one was tough.
Is this tough?
Yeah. I thought maybe Atlanta might be able to pull the win because of Matt Ryan.
It's a noon Sunday game.
Yeah, I know. I hear what Bruno was saying about their best 0-2 team, and I want to say, like, do you think they're better than the Colts and Vikings? Because they're also 0-2.
Vikings debatable. Colts, they're absolutely. Colts are the worst team in the NFL.
Well, yeah, I don't even know why I mentioned Colts because they're cursed.
Well, they're cursed.
Yeah.
I don't know
why I mentioned them. I just
the
had
Pharaoh's
to
curse
by default.
Is upon them.
Yeah, but I'm going to go Giants. I think they're going to get the first win of the season.
Yeah, I'm going Giants as well. They're a good looking team. They have a lot of stud powers. I mean, Saquon Barkley is like. I'm going to talk about it Friday, but that should be everybody's trade target right now, trying to acquire Saquon because he's had plenty of touches. Like, it's going to start breaking out at some point, fantasy-wise at least. Like, he's going to start emerging as a good running back again. He's going to get back to it as he continues to get healthy each week. And just, I mean, Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think, you know, is he elite? No, but he has such good targets around him when Evan Ingram returns, which I think this week Evan Ingram is going to be coming back. Sterling Shepard has been consistent. And then Kenny Golladay is going to get more usage. That defense just has to hold a couple times, and then offense is going to be able to put up points. Over under, boys, 47.5.
Over again.
Always with the over.
Over everyone. Because now, I mean, over 50% of them have to be right, right?
Right, exactly.
Except the one under I got.
What do you got, Ray?
I want to go under.
Under. Yeah, I think I'm actually on the under train on this one as well. I don't know. No, I changed my mind. I'm over to the over.
Because I got
to
keep up with Bruno.
Well, no. I thought about it and thought, Falcons are going to throw the ball a bunch. Giants are going to throw the ball a bunch. Somebody's going to catch the ball and catch it for touchdowns a lot. So I'm pretty sure it's going to go the over. Moving on now, Miami taking on the Las Vegas Raiders without Tua.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Raider. What is? I just added the Raiders defense right now.
Yeah, I saw them on there. They're not a bad play this week.
Who's the Dolphins' backup quarterback?
Jacoby Brissett.
He did okay.
Don't
with the
dare
Colts,
ask
right?
me who the third string is.
No, that's
I
good
saw
enough.
It and I still didn't know who it was. Yeah. Like, I was like, who is this person? I've never, like, the Houston Texans, they have Jeff Driscoll. Like, I remember that name. I remember when he was the Lions and, you know, the few weeks, I think the Thanksgiving game.
Right.
But I have no idea who the third string is for Miami. He is like, they had a name on there. I was like, this guy, this is a made up name. Like, this is not a real person in the NFL. But yeah, no, it's Jacoby Brissett, who, like, if we're talking about backups in the NFL, he's a good backup.
He's as good as he gets.
He is a good, like, I mean, he's done it with the Patriots and he's done it with the Colts, and now is he going to be able to do it with Miami? And I'm on the board of eventually the Raiders are going to become the Raiders. This is playing at their best right now.
I was thinking about dropping Jameis Winston for Derek Carr.
Not a bad decision.
Not the worst, because if fantasy wise, right? Like, you're gonna have to figure out, like, is this the Jameis week or is the next week the Jameis week?
That,
like,
itself is stressful.
Yeah,
Carr's number. I think he has the most passing yards in the NFL.
Yeah,
right now.
He leads. Yeah. He leads. It's insane, but he leads. But I mean, it's like at some point, like, you know, the bubble's gonna burst, right? The 2008 bubble's gonna burst. Like, it's gonna happen. The housing market is gonna crash, and that is gonna be crashing.
There's
gonna
be a correction.
There's just, Raiders are playing outside of themselves right now. But it's tough for me to say Miami's gonna win, considering this is in Las Vegas. Brissett's first game in. Pill Fuller is gonna be playing though, which is big. He's gonna have his debut this week. Who do you have, Ray?
I'm going Miami.
Give me why.
I like Will Fuller. I think Jacoby Brissett. I like you said, the Raiders have been playing out of their mind, but they started the same thing last year. They started off 2-0 last year, finished 8-8.
Yeah.
And I feel there's going to be a little pushback a little bit. I think the Raiders are going to lose this game, get their first loss. Give me the Vikings. Give me the Dolphins. I mean, they're going to be pissed. They just lost. They got skunked last week by Buffalo.
Yeah, a really good Buffalo team.
Yeah.
Really good.
They're going to come out there like, you know what?
I think Buffalo's really good, huh?
Good defense. Sorry, that's what I'm saying. 45.5 over under. Notice I haven't picked yet either, by the way.
I'm going over.
Over.
Yep. No,
both overs.
Yep.
I don't know who I want in this one. Nick is watching on Facebook. Let me know who you think. He's been going with us on the picks. I haven't mentioned it yet, but he's been having his picks on there. I think that Miami, like, I see it. I see the writing on the wall that they could lose by 40 points. Like, it just could happen. But I could see how the Raiders are, like, this is Derek Carr and the Raiders taking on the Jets last year. Remember, it was just like a lock. Everybody was like, oh, he's going to, or the Falcons. It was the Falcons last year. They're like, it's just a lock. Guaranteed. Derek Carr is going to have a huge day. The Raiders are going to, and everybody was just all on the, and then he comes out and throws like three picks, is out of the game, doesn't even finish the game. Like, it was.
Bruno, is he overthinking it?
I think I am.
I think he is too.
I'm going Raiders here. I'm going to let Ray be the contrarian in this one. I can't do it. And I'm going to go 45.5 is a low over under.
Bruno, you really messed up, Zach.
I'm going over.
Because his picks are based off like, how can I catch up to Bruno? That's it. He's not worried about me. He's just worried about Bruno.
And that's why he's going to get even further behind. He's not playing to his strength. He doesn't trust himself. Yeah. He's just thinking about me all the time. When he leaves the station, living before in he comes
dude,
in.
Don't let me get ahead. Like right now, you sit in your boat. You're rowing the boat. It's nice. It's fun. You know, it's good. Don't let me get ahead.
Bruno's living in your head rent-free there, buddy.
He is right now. Right, that's what I'm saying. Right now, he's allowed to do that. But if I get ahead in this, he better watch it. He better watch it.
Because it's coming.
Yeah, no, pain is coming, all right? Titans fans know the pain train is coming. Woo-woo! You know, this is happening. Don't worry. All right. Jets taking on the Broncos. Let's see. There is almost no shot that Denver gets a win in this one. I mean, sorry, Denver loses. That's what I meant to say. Sorry. Huh? Denver is going to win the football game.
Yeah, I also have Denver winning the football game.
Yep.
All right, so we're all in on – oh, wow, I put it on the wrong thing. All of us are on the Denver Broncos. The over-under is 41.5.
Over.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's a little crazy. I think I'm on that one as well. Nick says the Raiders. He also thinks the Raiders are going to win in that. And I guess he's playing you in fantasy this week too. So he says he's preparing for his victory over you in fantasy.
Just making a bunch of changes to my roster right now. So
this is the perfect time to do it. You know,
somebody, please, for the love of God, trade me for Brandon Ayuk, please.
You know what's going to happen the second you trade him?
Comes off.
TB12 and the Rams. This is probably one of the biggest games of the entire season, honestly, right now. That a lot of people are super excited for this one. They think that it's probably going to be the all-time classic. I think people are starting to compare it to like the Chiefs-Rams Monday night game. This is the 3:00 game. It's going to be happening here. This is in Los Angeles. It's an over-under of 55.5. Who do you got in this one?
Chiefs.
Wait, when you said LA, I instantly thought Chargers again.
Rams, Bucks.
I chose the Rams, even though they're a slight underdog. I think they're real this year. This is my second time this season betting against Tom Brady.
That's not a smart bet, though. <It's> But see, it being at home makes me think that the Rams have a shot too.
I was hoping we would go all show without a caller.
No, I know. We almost did it. The Rams are a good team. We know they're a good team, but Tampa Bay...
They're not a good team, dude.
I think they're a good team.
They're an amazing team.
Isn't that crazy how Stafford was like... All offseason, we thought, you know, how's that trade going to play out? Some people thought it was too much money that they gave up, too much. And then now, all of a sudden, Stafford just walked right into the system that is exactly perfect for him. You got to give it to him. It really is amazing. Who are you going with this, Ray?
I'm with my boy Stafford.
Are we all Rams?
Yep.
Well, Zach's got to go to Tampa.
I'm going Tampa.
You're going to have to, or else you're never going to catch me.
I mean, contrarian. It's the
contrarian.
Truth.
Come on.
This isn't contrarian. They won a Super Bowl. They're coming off their Super Bowl victory.
That makes up for everything.
Okay. That makes up for everything. Come on. That's how it can go. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line real quick. Steve in Bellevue. Steve, how you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. Doing great. How are y'all doing?
Doing amazing.
Good deal. Zach, I'm sorry I don't ask you questions.
I'm not that interesting. It's all right.
No, it's just. But look, I got one. You're the one that was doing the fantasy football the last few years, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Bruno, did y'all ever run quick traps in high school or at Vanderbilt or in the pros?
We ran into the pros more than I ever did, but yeah.
Yeah, because we used to just eat teams up with that. Everybody tried to do it, and I noticed that it kind of went away. And I don't know why it did. I played in the early 80s, and I've just kind of noticed that nobody runs them. It doesn't look like.
I think when I was watching a lot of when I was in football, like early in college, the pros were doing it a bunch, like 10 years ago. I don't know why they've gone away from it. I guess the NFL has just become so pass heavy. You know, it is what it is, but that, I mean, in the XFL, that's when it works best for us.
Okay, because we used to run like the 35 and 32 quick traps, and you'd hand it off to the fullback over and over and over, and then you would fake it, and the linebackers would come up, and you could hit a receiver or a tight end right there in that gap, And yeah, I just noticed that's a part of the offense that seems to have been outmatched or something.
Football's just, I mean, everyone steals. There's no originality. So the second something starts working, like the Chiefs RPO-style offense, at least like 3 years ago, they actually moved away from it a bit. But when they started doing it, everybody started doing it. You know, there's no originality. People will look at when the Steelers were at the top and they were just running duo on everybody, everybody started learning how to run duo. There's no originality. You know, everyone's just copying everybody. So I guess the quick traps are just out of the, I guess you could say, meta right now.
Zeitgeist.
But it may come back because it worked.
You know? It could, yeah.
But yeah, because I was a center myself, and you know when we would call those plays, I loved it because there would be a double team. There was a lot of nose guards then. There'd be a double team on the nose guard and guard pull over and hit the other guard, and fullback take on the linebacker, and then it was just, you know, a lot of times it was a big game. You know,
I just thought it was funny how you said there were a lot of nose guards back then, like they're an extinct species of people too.
yeah, you don't see them. Anyway, all right, guys, have a good rest of the show. Been listening.
Hey, appreciate it, Steve. Have a good one, buddy. Oh man, that was funny.
Yeah, was it?
You know, the listeners don't have to. Like, if you want to talk to Bruno, it's cool. I'm here. You don't have to throw me a bone. You know, we're here.
How pitiful and pathetic. The pitiful, pathetic. Pathetic. Zach. I guess I'll just throw
him a bone.
You
used to do that one thing, right? Yeah, that was cool. Anyway, Bruno.
That's exactly how it went down.
That was awesome.
That was hilarious. I love that. I appreciate you listening, though, Steve. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. All right, Seattle taking on Minnesota. Still in our week three action of the NFL.
Mets.
Sorry. I didn't go over-under on the Rams-Tampa Bay game. It's 55.5. Are we all over on that?
Under.
Whoa, you're under.
Yeah, whoa. Under. I think we're just going to see an anomaly of two great teams playing each other, and it'll be one of those like 21-14 or some 24-21 games.
See, that scares me because that's exactly what happened last week with the Chargers and Cowboys. Yeah. Bruno might be onto something here, and that scares me. I'm going to go with the over.
I'm going to go with the over. I don't care what Bruno's
But Bruno
doing.
Makes a good point because I thought it was going to be. I thought last week was
Your
good
life
thing.
Revolves around what I think. All right.
Seattle taking on the Minnesota Vikings, who have been a pain in the side for a lot of teams. They just keep hanging around and then they choose to lose at the end of games.
That's why I picked Seattle.
Yeah, you're going Seattle on this one. This is in Minnesota. It's an over-under 55.5 as well, by the way. Wow.
Wow, under.
Yeah, I think I'm probably on the under on that one, too. But who do you got, Ray?
Vikings in the under.
Vikings in the under? Let's see. Why are you going Vikings?
I like the color purple.
That's really it? Hey, shout out Tatum Everett. She's up there covering for the Vikings.
That's why I'm going because of her. That's why. There you go.
I'm with Seattle on this one. I think it's beginning of the season. They seem to play better just in the first half, and the second half is when they just start crapping the bed, like, consistently. So, I'm on that, and I'm on the under. I don't think they get 55.5. Even though it's a two high-scoring teams, this is the Cowboys and Chargers game to me. That's what this one is. I think this one's going to be that low shelf that everybody was expecting a lot of points, but it's not going to happen. Green Bay taking on San Francisco. This one is in San Francisco, 49.5 point over under. The 49ers, much better defense than the Detroit Lions, right? So is Aaron Rodgers going to be able to have his way with the 49ers?
I hope not. I hope the 49ers have 70-plus offensive snaps because to beat Nick, I'm going to put Brandon Ayuk in.
Are you kidding?
Wow. I'm going to do it.
I love it. Do it, Bruno. I love it. Yes.
Brandon Ayuk.
What an idiot. Hey, Nick, enjoy your win. He's going to play Brandon Ayuk.
Well, who do you want me to play? Corey Davis.
Who are they taking on again? I forget who their Jets are taking. Oh, yeah, Denver.
Yeah. No, Bruno, go with it. I like it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't give up on them.
Isn't Denver like the second best defense right now in the league? Let me check.
You're right. You're good, dude. You're good. Like, that's the pick you want to play. That's the play you want to play. Thinking, yep.
Dude. All right. Denver's actually 15th, but. Yeah,
that's the best to me. All right. So are you going San Fran?
Yeah.
Okay. That was not an encouraging yes at all. Yeah.
I'm also going with San Fran.
Why?
My win percentage dropped
3 points. He wants it just for Brandon Ayuk.
My win percentage dropped 3 points when I rostered him.
That's what you get. you have no reason why you're taking the 49ers. Because you like red or whatever stupid color they are.
I like Cali. Remember? I like Cali. You remember? Colors.
Yeah. California.
Yeah, but they're San Francisco. You like
Rodgers,
LA.
This is Aaron Rodgers' revenge game. Everybody always wanted to be on the 49ers. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Now Aaron Rodgers is going to actually play like Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers the 49ers.
I love y'all's pick because I'm definitely going Green Bay on this one for so many reasons.
The reason why I don't like him is because of the defensive coordinator. Barry, I think, from the Green Bay Packers, is one of the worst defensive coordinators in all of NFL.
But Jair Alexander shuts down people.
What did he do last week?
Didn't he shut down any wide receiver? Who
yeah, we'll see about that.
Did you see his stat, by the way?
I got two words for you. Brandon Ayuk.
Did you see the stat that they threw up in the middle of the game between the Packers and the Lions last week? Was
no.
That nobody has scored a touchdown on Jair Alexander since week one of the 2020 season, with him being within 5 yards of that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Jair.
That's a crazy stat.
Just wait.
just wait for
just
it.
Just wait for it. I think it's coming.
I think this week, Trey Sermon, I think they're going to run
somebody
the ball.
Somebody dropped Trey Sermon, too, in our league. God. Dude,
where's this league you're in, man?
They're usually a lot smarter. I think people are just freaking out. They're still way too early. Over-under, by the way, 49.5.
Under.
Under for Bruno.
Right. Over.
Over. I'm going to go over as well. I think they're both going to score a lot, but Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams are just going to do as much as they want. Now to the Monday night game. That was the Sunday night game. That'll be a fun. That's going to be a good Sunday night.
Yep.
Monday night game, Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Stars. Cowboys.
Boys.
Them boys. 51.5, by the way.
Yeah, over.
You're going over and you're taking Cowboys? Over.
Yeah, because Dak's going to score 40 of them.
Going with Dallas.
You're going with Dallas. Because
I like the color blue.
More gray than blue. What are you over under?
I'm going. What was the over under?
51.5 points. Where the show ends at 6.
I know. I'm going over. I just don't know what to expect out of Dallas. I really
the
don't
show
know
ends for me, right?
Yeah.
Right now.
Right after we go to the break.
I don't expect out of the Eagles. I mean, I don't think they're going to score as many points. I think it's going to be a lot of Jalen Hurts, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I want Devontae Smith to get involved. I think he's going to score a touchdown, but I think it's also going to go the over. I'm going Dallas. What we saw with Dak is a fluke. That's not – well, we're not going to see that every week. We're going to see – I know, but I'm saying out of, like, his playing. Like, people were nervous about him and his play that they should have won the game by much more because he should have been throwing the ball better. Mm-hmm. But I think he will – we'll see more of what we saw against the Bucks than what we saw against them and the Chargers when they played. That'll do it for all the picks that we had. We have them all set. They are now tallied and settled, so nobody can go back on these anymore, and they go to the official bank. And later on today, we'll put up the where we are standings-wise for the entire show. But this is where we bid adieu to Bruno. So if you had any other questions or anything you want to ask Bruno,
you won't talk to me until Friday.
Friday, because you're not going to see Bruno tomorrow because we do not have a show tomorrow here on Nashville Sports Radio. So take a break. Here, get in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. Current events when we come back right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times. During hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Thursday Night Football is only on NFL Network.
That's going to be a dogfight.
We're here for a primetime showdown in the Lone Star State.
That's big time there.
Christian McCaffrey is ready to lead the Panthers to the next level.
Surgical precision.
But the Texans are looking to show out in front of the H-Town faithful.
Bang, touchdown.
Panthers, Texans, week three starts here.
This guy can run.
Thursday Night Football, Thursday at 8, only on NFL Network.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We always want you to get involved. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Zach Williams, Ray Dosky, or Bruno Reagan is gone for the day. We'll be able to see Bruno. Actually, you'll be able to see all of us Friday. That's the next time we'll have a show. But still a few more segments before we are gone for the day. So if you want to jump in, once again, 615-844-5600. Ray, what do you got for current events today, bud?
Ben Simmons. Talk some NBA.
Man, that's crazy.
Are we surprised, though?
He said go over it. Go over what it is.
So basically, he said he's not going to show up to training camp, that he's pretty much done with the 76ers.
Yeah.
Are we surprised? Based off of last year, Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid, what they talked about that post game, I guess, what was the game when they lost to, I believe it was Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And that, or was it, no, the Hawks.
I believe. Oh, yeah, it was Hawks. Yeah, Trey Young and them.
They talked about, like, the free throw. Woes, if you will.
Yeah, I'm the whole Ben Simmons thing where he's just saying he's not going to come back. Is this just like a new trend that we have in sports now? Because before Deshaun Watson did all this, mm-hmm. You know, before the allegations of Deshaun Watson, he was doing this. He's like, I'm just not going to play for him. You had Lev Bell do it a few years ago. He was just like, I'm not going to play unless I get my contract done. When he really went through it all the way, like. I understand that players want to be able to have more say-so in what they do and all that, but at the end of the day, you have to realize there's a real side to things that Ben Simmons can't just be like, well, I'm just not going to play until you do something with it. I don't know. It's such a stupid approach. Like, all he's doing is making himself look bad. He gets halfway through the season, he's like, all right, I'll play. And now you've already pissed off the Knicks fans that – wanted you there, or sorry, the Philadelphia fans that wanted you there. They're already mad at you. Now you've just doubled down on the fact that they're mad at you. But also, for whatever team that's going to either trade for you or sign you in the future, if you really don't play and just wait out your contract, your value's decreased because they're like, well, great, now we're going to have to deal with this.
Right.
You know, it just creates this like drama queen-esque kind of feel that teams are like, I just don't want to deal with this. You know, you could deal Russell Westbrook, right? Like Russell Westbrook in the NBA, he's always going to be some sort of problem on a team, but he isn't like this, right? Like he's not like to this level where he's causing the entire fan base to turn on him. And people give Russell Westbrook huge amounts of crap because people say, oh, he's a cancer for a team. He doesn't actually help a team win. He's a ball hog, all that kind of stuff. I would much rather have that guy in that phase than what Ben Simmons is doing.
We've talked about this because you also have a Kyrie Irving who does this as well.
Yeah.
He's always talking about, I want to be a leader. Had his chance at Boston. What happened? Completely messed it up.
But see, he at least shows up.
Does he, though? He was in and out of the lineup all last year. Because just disappearing, not talking to
us. Randomly.
And just like, I don't know what his deal was, but James Harden tried this last year with Houston.
Yep.
And he evidently got traded.
He got his.
But he did show up.
Yeah.
You know?
It's weird about Ben Simmons. I don't, like, because Philadelphia came out, of course, this is the beginning of the summer when all this news came out. But they said that they want, what was it, like three first-round picks?
Yeah, the ransom's pretty high, and that's why
they're not. It was a huge pick. Yeah. And there was no way anybody was going to make that trade. And I thought that meant, like, hey, that's if I'm Ben Simmons, I'm like, okay, they're valuing me high still. Like, why would I want to leave? But he's still out. Like, if it is true, he doesn't play. That's stupid. You're an idiot. Look at Lev Bell. Lev Bell. I mean, I know it's NFL, but look at what happened to Lev Bell. He made that decision. He said, I'm not doing it, and he went through with it. And there's, you know, something to be said about that. He wanted a certain amount of money. When he came back and went to the Jets the year later, he was a year older, which in NFL is much worse than the NBA, obviously. Sure. But still, he was a year older, and he got less money than what he was arguing for in Pittsburgh. So, you know, this isn't going to work out. Like, you're not going to beat the system here. And especially Ben Simmons, who has so many problems already on the court play, right? We're not putting Ben Simmons in the top tier list in the NBA.
Would you consider him a superstar?
No. He has a name. Like, he has star power. He has star power for sure, but he is not if you're game planning, you're not game planning Ben Simmons. You know, if defenses aren't looking at him like they look at Giannis, like they look at, you know, Ant and LeBron, like they don't look at him that way. He's a part of the game plan, yeah, but he's definitely the second tier star that's on that team. And you're acting like you're like LeBron. If LeBron wanted to do this, sure, LeBron could do it. You know, if Giannis was doing this to Milwaukee, sure, he can do it. But you can't tell me that Ben Simmons has enough sway to actually put them on, you know, put the Philadelphia team on their knees to say, okay, Ben, we have to give into your will. No, they can find somebody else to go out there and shoot for 5 points a game.
Right. Because the thing is that one of the biggest narratives that they had with Ben Simmons was that he was lazy.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to put the effort to get better. Yeah. Like, one of the biggest probably woes that he has is that it's his free throw shooting. It's abysmal. He was 1-9, 1-10 in that last playoff game. And all you hear, I'm just talking about, like, how he's not happy. But he's done nothing to improve his game. But I wanted to ask you, let's say if a team does come and approach the 76ers for a trade.
Yeah.
Where do you see him as a best fit? Where do you see him landing? Because we know he's going to get traded, right? I mean, it's almost absolute at this point that there's going to be a divorce here.
Well, I think the biggest thing, and I remember talking about this whenever he first got in the league years ago on I don't even remember what the show was called back then, the show that was on, you know, talking about it. But it was, I don't think he's a point guard. He has too much size up there, and I think that's his biggest problem. He's just playing the wrong spot of the floor. If he is that bad of a free throw shooter and he's a power forward, are we all talking about it as much?
No.
No. It's like, he fits the mold. You know, and I think that's his biggest problem. He's playing the wrong spot of the floor. In my mind, if I'm looking at him, I'm like, why is this gigantic 6'11"? Because he's 6'11", 6'10", somewhere in there, and he's pointing at point guard.
He should be playing the basket, underneath the basket. That's where he needs to be.
That's where he should be, but he's been a point guard his whole life. His dad wanted him to play. Like, I even looked into his history. His dad wanted him to be a big man, and he wants to be a point guard. Like every other kid in America right now playing basketball, they all want to be Steph Curry. They all want to shoot threes from half court and look cool and all that kind of stuff. They don't want to be inside clanging and banging. So,
before you answer the whole where could he be traded, there's some teams that have been interested. There's a Minnesota that's been thrown out there. Others put out
it's a good place to go die, I guess.
There's other possibilities. Two teams being that's been talked of recently, of course, is Washington for Bradley Beal. I mean, of course, we don't know what Washington's going to do with that. And the other one being Portland, even though that Dame decided, like, you know what, we're going to run it back again with Portland.
What a stupid decision, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't like rings? That's what you do.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm like,
you're not winning one in Portland. It's not happening.
No,
I'm with you.
I'm 100% with you on that. But outside those teams, or even one of those teams, which do you think is a team that's best fit for him?
See, I think, like, physicality-wise, I don't think – there's not a team in my mind that if they get Ben Simmons, they're a better basketball team. You know? There's nothing in my mind that says, yeah, he fits in perfectly. Because if he comes in and he's a point guard, then I think it's bad.
Yeah.
You know? If he comes in and plays a different role, you know, I'll even say that the character-wise, all that, I would love to see him be a Grizz.
Really?
He's still young enough that he fits into this mold. I think that if he is not the point, he's not running high up on the key and everything, you know, he's playing inside the blocks, then that's where he would play. It's never going to happen because they're not going to put him there. But he could mix in with that young crowd, and maybe that helps him. Maybe that helps.
Second piece to John Morant.
Well, he'd be a third piece. Third piece, if you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's just how that's going to be. So I could see that happening as something that would be good. But a team that's going to trade, what's going to happen is they're going to pay too much for him. They're going to get too much, give too much for him. And then when he comes back, he's not going to be worth whatever they gave. That's really how I think that's going to play out. And it's going to be sad because I feel like he's good. LSU, he was a monster. He was a monster at LSU. Comes up into the NBA, man, and it just something is not translated. And then for him to have that kind of attitude about it is it's so unwarranted. You know, this is just he thinks his crap doesn't stink, you know, and it's just it does. Like, you know, unfortunately it does. And you have a team that is valuing high as well, but you're not helping that team. You know, what's the joke? The joke is that, and Bruno says it every time we talk about this, is that Ben Simmons would be the best basketball player on the court if there was no shooting in basketball.
Right.
You know, like,
that's very true.
But too bad there is.
Yeah. Part of the game is kind of.
It's a big part of the game, you know? You don't score, you don't win.
Yep.
What else you got?
Tua just went down.
He if broke Tua ribs.
Yeah. If you're.
I'm
if you're,
sorry, though.
Yeah, I know. But. But for Miami, what would you consider their concern level be right now?
I think it's very high. I mean, you had a lot of this was the big year that everybody was like, all right, Tua really needs to take a step forward, and he gets injured, which you could say fair excuse, you know, it's you're injured, but the time he's missing and like we talked about when we were going through our week three picks, Jacoby Brissett is a good backup quarterback. He's a good backup quarterback that he can be your starting quarterback for the year. You know, while you start weighing out the options. And let's not act like, you know, Miami is exactly safe and secure quarterback job. Fitzpatrick was winning and they pulled him. You know, this is Tua's not going to be playing at all. If Jacoby starts going off and having good days and the Miami starts winning, who knows what's going to happen? You know, who knows what's going to happen with the entire quarterback process for the Dolphins? They have a lot of talent at wide receiver. If Jacoby gets on a hot streak, very possible with a lot of good talent. I think they need to start focusing in more on Myles Gaskin. I feel like he's underutilized right now. I'm not just saying that because he's on my fantasy rosters. I'm saying that because it's great. He's a talented running back, and they don't use him properly. And if they need to use him a whole lot more. I think they need to use him like they use a Christian McCaffrey over with Carolina. You know, just throwing the ball as much as you can. But Miami should be worried. I mean, you were one game away from being in the playoffs last year. Your belief and that fan base belief was get to the playoffs this year. Now it seems like the road with the Patriots taking their jump up, with you know Buffalo looking like they're the number one. It's a tough journey right now. It seems like third is their best bet this season. I hate that because I would have liked them to do better, but I like it because people were already down on Tua, and my hatred for Alabama fans is very well known. I hated that I supported Tua because he's an Alabama guy, you know. And so there was part of me that I hated that he was so underdogged early. You know, he was just already the underdog going in. People were like, he's just going to fail. Another Alabama quarterback's going to fail. I wanted him to succeed, but hopefully he takes his time and he heals up and he comes out and looks a little better than he has because he's not looked great.
No.
What else you got?
So I don't know if you heard or read that where Tom Brady's father came out and said that the quarterback, Tom Brady that is, feels vindicated by post-Patriot success. Do you feel like the divorce after, do you feel like Tom Brady's won the divorce between Bill Belichick? I mean, because what did he want? I think it was before that he was let go. The year before is when Bill Belichick wanted to let him go.
Yeah, you know, it's so crazy with the Tom Brady situation because what are we seeing that's completely different? Tom Brady is everywhere, all over commercials. We never saw Tom Brady in commercials.
He's more famous now
than
he was 5 years ago.
You know, the biggest commercial we ever saw was the Hulu one, and everybody thought it was his retirement. It was really about Hulu, and they tricked him. But everybody is getting in on the Tom Brady show. Right? Like Tom Brady has famously never ate bread in his life, right? And he's out here on Subway commercials talking about bread, which is not even real bread. Like there's not a chance in hell that Tom Brady has ate a Subway sandwich. I'll put my entire life savings on that. that he has never ate a Subway sandwich, but here he is. We're seeing him on the tons of commercials. I mean, he's on tons of every NFL Sunday. Any break they go to, it's like there's Tom Brady on another commercial with Gronk, you know, and Gronk's the same way. We're seeing Gronk on a ton of commercials too right now. And so, yes, I think, one, Tom Brady won the divorce, to answer your question. He got a Super Bowl right after he left. Patriots look good again, though, even with a rookie as their quarterback. I think the whole who won the divorce thing is a little silly. But Tom Brady is definitely taking that step of he's still dominant. He's still winning. It definitely, I think he definitely vindicated that he's a great quarterback and one of the in my eyes, the best NFL quarterback in the history of the NFL and the best NFL player in the history of the NFL. But just to see him now somehow gain more success, it's just insane. Like, he just was never – like, I remember seeing him on, like, an Uggs commercial, like, years ago. But he didn't talk or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Now he's, like – he's just everywhere. He's doing all kinds of commercials, so –
Do you think Gronk retires when Tom Brady retires?
Yes.
He's waiting for that, right? I mean, like, he's
Gronk's just going to keep going.
He's just like, whatever Tom tells me to do, I'm going to do.
Yesterday, Gronk saying that, you know, he doesn't watch film, and all he does is he knows Tom Brady watches the film, so Tom tells him what the coverage is that he has to worry about. And it's like, yeah, that he is just there because Tom Brady's there. There is no shot that Tom Brady is retiring. Gronk's like, you know, I'm going to play a couple more years. No, he's like, I'm just going to keep winning with Tom Brady. This is who I play with.
Like, Gronk's like, yeah, he's like that homie. He's like, whatever.
Yeah, it's his bread and butter. Whatever. All right, we need to go ahead and run to our final break. But remember, you can still get it on the F&M Bank phone line anytime, 615-844-5600. Before we go to that break, though, you know we got to talk about our friends over at Slim Chickens, located in Mount Juliet, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville. You need to go try it. Any of these big games that you hear us talk about, you got to have good food. You got to have good food. That's the key to enjoying your sports watching experience, is have good food. And my friends over at Slim Chickens do that in spades. I'm telling you, they're Chicken Select sandwiches. Get that Cayenne Ranch. The Cayenne Ranch Chicken Select sandwich, warm toasted ciabatta bun on that perfectly golden fried chicken breast with that sweet and spicy Cayenne Ranch. Oh, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. And then you take it to the next level and try some of their signature sauces that they have on there. Get that mango habanero and then drizzle that over the chicken with that Cayenne Ranch as well. Oh, my goodness. There is a party in your mouth. I guarantee it. Go check them out once again. Mount Juliet, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville. Slim Chickens, wings, tenders, and more.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the Fifth Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville hotel experience.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back to Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Zach Williams, Ray Dosky here with you on the afternoon stretch. Final segment of the afternoon stretch. So if you want to get in on the phone lines, last chance. You're probably not going to, though. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. It's just such nice weather out there. I hope everybody is just away from, you know, phones, radio, you know, all the media, everything. I hope you're just away from everything and you're just enjoying
taking it all in.
Yeah, you know, on a day like this, when we finally get fall here, the first official fall day, that weather hits like this, like, just go be out with your family, you know? Like, too many of us, like, especially my generation, right? Like, my generation is the worst about it, just always on their phones, you know, just everything really just up in the head, and it's just too much, and there's always bad news. It's always bad news is all you see, so... You know, on a day like this, get outside, breathe some fresh air, you know, be different, do something different on a day like this. I mean, that is literally what I'm doing right after the show. I'm going, meeting my wife at a park, and we're just going to be outside till nightfall.
Yeah, because you know, because you always know, like, in that fall, you get that one more week of, like, that heat wave.
Yeah, it's
going
to hit
again. And then it starts to, like, then it just starts to calm down
a little bit. That's why I've always hated doing high school football play-by-play.
Yeah.
Is because the August football and early September football – and you're in those press boxes that have no air conditioning. They have just nothing but insulation. And it's just the sun's beating into your face. And it's just dreadfully hot. And then I feel this and I'm like, ah, this is when I like doing football games. This is what I like doing play-by-play, is when it's nice and comfortable.
Then you're going to get those rain nights where it's just like cold.
Rain's fine. That's fine with me. As long as I'm covered up. Although I did do it. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I did a back when I did JP2 or Pope Prep now is as they're called. Did play by play for them. There was it was the TV game, and they have a small press box there at JP2. And I wasn't actually, like, it just unfortunate. I got pushed out of the press box, and I was over in the right end zone corner. I was on the field. I had to do the game. Had like a little fold out table, no cover, no nothing. Fourth quarter, rain. All my equipment. I'm telling you, this computer right here, I tilted it over and water just poured out of the keyboard. It was the saddest night of my life. I can't believe the computer ever even turned back on. Anyway, we were in the middle of current events. What do you got, buddy?
So I don't know if you heard, but I want to get your thoughts about this, where Aaron Rodgers was basically coming back at the critics saying that, which is funny, it's so ridiculous that people get a platform to do this. What's your response on that? You know, because of the whole offseason.
It's funny
because
what I just said, I didn't even know you were going to talk about this, but it's like, get away from the media.
Yeah.
It's all bad news, you know?
Maybe my next topic.
It must suck to constantly be in the spotlight of it. You know, having your name in the lights constantly has got to be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I don't think people understand that. Like, I joke about it. When I have a tweet blow up, I get a little anxious sometimes. You know, I'm like, oh, no, here we go. You know, there's people who are just... love it or hate it, whatever they're doing. So I understand from Aaron Rodgers' point of view as being, you know, the guy who they're always talking about, especially this whole summer was just, I mean, nothing what Aaron Rodgers talked. That's all it was. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? And it ended up being nothing, of course, as it always ends up being. But for him to say, I can't believe there's a – it's like the reason why you make the money you make is because the people have the platform and they're always talking about you. You know, it's the reason why you get those State Farm sponsorships, because people want to talk about you. It's this, like, cross that you have to bear Otherwise, you know, you don't deserve to be in the position. You know, that's really what it comes down to. So I understand his point of view, but there are, for every one Aaron Rodgers, there's 500 media members that are also trying to just make their money, do their job. Now, we could talk about the merits of some people going too far, paparazzi, which are nightmares. Everybody's seen the videos of paparazzi where famous people just freak out because they're standing in front of their car taking photos. But that's the ebb and the flow, I feel like, of the job he signed up for. The whole Marshawn Lynch, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yep.
That's another kind of variation of the same thing, is that it's part of the job. This is what you signed up for. Mm-hmm. You make millions of dollars playing a child's game. You have to endure this one iota of pain. it's not like, too, that they're railed against every day by the media. The teams very much want to get them in and get them out. That is, the team's not like, are you going to go out there and talk for 30 minutes? They're out there for 5 minutes answering stupid questions. That's why we have the term coach speak, right? It's just the same. Oh, we want to play ball. We didn't play as good as we did. I mean, we're going to come back next week and try a little harder, all that kind of stuff. That's why we get that, because that's all, you just got to fill the time. You just got to fill the time. They just want you out there, make the appearance, and then leave. And then the 24 hour or 23 hours and 55 minutes else of the day, you can do whatever you want. You can be that millionaire who plays a game. I think it's stupid. I think he's overloaded right now, though.
Yeah.
Because once again, the summer was so bad. It was. There was nothing else happening. We're thankful here in Nashville, Vanderbilt was making such a good push in College World Series, right? Because otherwise, we probably would have been talking about Aaron Rodgers all the time. So, I understand his positioning, but at the end of the day, just suck it up.
Yeah, well, we see some players are able to handle it a little better than others. We just saw what happened early in the summer in the French Open with Naomi Osaka, where she just had a meltdown. She just could not handle it.
And that's a different situation, right? If we're talking about mental health and things like that. I think what Aaron's saying is he thinks he's crazy that people can go on. And this is the thing. When you see the talking heads on TV and everything, it's just an act. Yeah. People take it so serious. They try to get you upset. Mm-hmm. That's what they want you to do.
Right.
Stop falling for it. And that happens for Aaron Rodgers, too. People are trying to clickbait you into doing things.
Right.
Stop falling for it. If people could come together and figure that out, it'd be a much easier place. And everybody would handle it so much better. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. We appreciate you all who called in, commented in, however you watched, listened. We appreciate it so much. Braves baseball coming up later today, going up against the D-backs, the Diamondbacks. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you. We will see you guys Friday. No show tomorrow, but you'll get Bruno and I back Friday, 4 o'clock. Everybody have a great night. Enjoy that weather. God bless. See you guys Friday.